Hey, hey, sisters. Welcome back to another episode here on the Intentional Mom Life with Jesus podcast. I'm your host, Sasha Star Robertson, and today we are continuing in this spring cleaning and decluttering series, and we are talking about purging those problem areas. We are in the midst of this spring cleaning and decluttering series here on the Intentional Mom Life with Jesus podcast, and I hope you, like me, have been making some progress. Even if it's simply wrapping your mindset around cleaning and decluttering right now, today we're talking a little bit about those problem areas, and I'm going to give you guys three tips to step forward and begin that purge. I know I certainly have my own problem areas. In fact, for 5 years, we ran an Airbnb out of our home, and we had three particular areas that became famous dumping grounds, if you will. One was the garage, number two was the office, and number three was a closet. The closet is the one that we've already tackled, and the garage seems to be this reoccurring project, not only because it doubles as a man cave and parking area, but it's one of those multi-use rooms that everyone in the family finds many different purposes for. So it's been something that we've touched on multiple times, but when I watch the home edit, and all their organizing stuff, I am like, this still has a lot of work that we could do on it. And I think it's seasonal too. You know, every spring and every fall, we look at that and we really want to give a little bit more focus to it. And so that leaves area number three, our office, as being the major sore thumb of our home. And it's been a pretty big work in progress because it also has become one of those multi-purpose rooms over the last few years. It's mostly served as a toy room slash office, but it's been one of those dumping grounds as well. Probably the biggest struggle of the office being the boxes of mail and paperwork that haven't been filed for the last 5 to 7 years. Okay. I have this like eek emoji face like in my mind when I mention that. But all this to say, if you have any major problem areas in your home, you are not alone. And I feel you, sister. I too am in the progress and process of going through and tackling some of this stuff. So I'm not here just to talk at you. I'm in the midst of this spring cleaning and decluttering series with you all. So here are a couple of tips that I've put together to help you get started on the purge in your problem areas. And I'm going to be using my office area for the examples because it's one of those most relevant things right now. So number one is assess the situation. Our room, like the office, as I mentioned, has had many purposes, maybe too many different purposes or too many different things attempted to be stored in there. And so it took me a few different times of visiting the room, sitting in there, looking around, and assessing what needed to be done. I want to encourage you guys not to beat yourself up for this time of taking in the information, for evaluating what are the circumstances here and preparing a game plan. For me, I knew that the toys needed to go somewhere else. Like a toy room slash office just doesn't work. Those are two very different things. And I knew that the toys cluttering up the office was a major trigger for me, I guess you could say. I knew that some of the things in there needed to be gotten rid of. I knew that some of the things needed better organizing, and I knew that some of the things needed to be moved to a different area of the room or a different area of the home. So, number one, assess the situation before going in and trying to tackle anything. Number two is to gather any needed supplies. I know for this big paperwork project, I needed a shredder. There are some personal information, old taxes and things like that, that I didn't want, you know, just to put in a recycling bin. I needed to shred some of that stuff. And then I also needed a larger box to sort all of the stuff that could just be recycled. And so this still is an ongoing project for me. I've still got the paperwork. I'm still sorting through it, but I have the supplies needed and it's allowed me to be able to get started. And in terms of other supplies, I want to encourage you to grab a trash bag and bring in a box for donation or sale items so that you don't have to get up out of the room and lose that train of thought, lose that focus. Bring that trash bag and that box with you so that if you have a trash item or if you have a donation item, you can just easily put that in that place and continue on with whatever you're working on. And then number three, while sorting through and cleaning the room, constantly check in with yourself about each of those items that you encounter. Okay, this is something that I think most of us have a tendency to skip over. We just think because we already have it and because it's already in here, we just need to find a place for it. But this check-in with yourself about the items can be so, so helpful. Asking yourself, do you need this item? Does it have a functional purpose? How often do you use it? And when is the last time that you used it? And is this room or this space the best place to store it? Really great questions that you can ask as you're going through this check-in process and going through each of those items that you encounter in the room. So those are my three tips. Assess the situation, gather any needed supplies, and constantly check in with yourself about each of the items that you encounter as you're going through and purging one of these problem areas of your home. If you're not already, sister, I hope that you will join us in the Intentional Mom Life with Jesus community over on Facebook. The link is always here in the show notes, but it's a place where we can grow in community with other like-minded women and maybe even ask questions or share tips with each other as we're going through the spring cleaning and decluttering series right here on the podcast. Share your takeaways and so much more.